And her delight is about her favorite food, which for a pet pig, whose humans really put a good deal of thought into her regimen so that she didn't get overweight. It's a little strange, but on very special occasions like birthdays and so forth, she did get her favorite food in all the world, and it was chocolate. And that is her delight. And then there's her judgment, which is a judgment on the human race. And I guess I should read you that one. And then there's Pig's Song, it's a little song, and her vision, which is of the mystic great boar passing in the sky at night. Then there's a little prayer to Isis, forget not thy pig. And then finally Isis speaks and tells her that she will indeed keep an eye on her for the remainder of her life. Her judgment then, which is not the last poem, Isis speaks is the last one, but this one comes before those I've just mentioned. Her judgment. I love my own humans and their friends, but let it be said that my litters may heed it well. Their race is dangerous. They mock the race of swine and call swinish men they condemn. Have they not appetites? Do we plan for slaughter to fill our troughs? Their fat ones, despised, waddle large-footed. Their thin ones hoard inedible discs and scraps called money. Us they fatten. Us they exchange for this. And they breed us not that our life may be whole, pig life thriving alongside dog life, bird life, grass life, all the lives of earth creatures, but that we may be devoured. Yet it's not being killed for food destroys us. Other animals hunt one another. But only humans, I think, first corrupt their prey, as we are corrupted, stuffed with temptation until we can't move, crowded until we turn on each other, our name and nature abused. It is their greed overfattens us. Dirt we lie in is never unclean as their minds who take our deformed lives without thought, without respect for the spirit pig.